to Christmas now. In the world of Santas, there are amateurs and there are rock stars. But this holiday, NPR's Bill Chappell found a local legend.
Somewhere in Maryland, there's a mantle with a framed photo of a raccoon sitting on Santa's lap.
Now, the raccoon had a muzzle on so it couldn't bite Santa. I've held it. The snakes, the raccoons, everything.
Some families and their pets drive hours to see the legendary Santa Luke. He's been a fixture at Baltimore's Mondawmin Mall for nearly 40 years.
To wear this uniform, I don't call it a costume, this uniform, it has a, you have to wear it with pride. You have to have a good heart, and you have to make people feel better after leaving you than receiving you.
Over the decades, Santa Luke, a.k.a. Luke Durant, has heard Christmas wishes from thousands of children. Some march right up to him. Others need more convincing. Little Kensington White is really into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So naturally, he asked Santa for
nunchucks.
But Santa Luke says some requests you don't forget.
Santa, can you bring my daddy back? I said, well, I can't bring your daddy back, but I can assure you one thing. You will see your mommy or your daddy again if they've lost them. Thank you, Santa. I give him a little hug. Like I gotta say, no matter how old the age or whatever, you gotta make people feel better.
Bill Chappell, NPR News.
You can find more about Santa Luke on npr.org and on the Sunshine Project, a new series celebrating joy and hope on the NPR app.